This video is brought to you by ASRock and the X299 Creator. If you're building an Intel system and you're wanting a great motherboard to be able to support your 10th generation Socket 2066 Intel's CPU core, CPUs like the Core i9-10980XE, the 18-core Monster, you should give the X299 Creator a look because it's got 10 gig built-in, a Quantia NIC, it's got an Intel 1 gig NIC, it has dual Intel Thunderbolt certified and fully operational dual Thunderbolt with dual mini DisplayPort in. So you can go from DisplayPort to mini DisplayPort in, and then you've got full Thunderbolt, display over Thunderbolt, with whatever add-in GPU you're going to use. You've still got four PCI Express slots that are physically by 16. You got three M.2. And with those 10th generation CPUs, those PCIe lanes are right into the CPU. So this is a great platform to use for high-end content creation. 10 gig NIC plus Thunderbolt plus all that PCIe. It's a pretty good setup. Thanks, ASRock.
Hello, chat. Today is March 31st, and we're doing government security. Who does not want to be picked up? I'm still streaming from home, but I brought my webcam home the other day, so we're better.
Oh, that dog.
She normally loves to be up in my lap. Like, she gets up in the most inopportune moments, but the moment I want her up, no.
Well, we got a couple hours, you know?
Maybe we'll have maybe she'll come up later, yeah.
So another week of not much happening.
This is going to be a really short news. But we know that you guys care about us, not just our take on the news, but you actually really care for us, maybe, possibly. We're still alive and infection-free, as far as we know.
As far as we know, which, you know, I made the risk yesterday. I went to Lowe's to buy some plants.
That is non-essential, Krista.
That is definitely non-essential.
No, I'm doing this so I can start my victory garden, so I can secure my own food supply in the apocalypse.
Why? Victory Garden, that was a TV show.
No, Victory Garden was the thing they did after World War II.
Yeah.
I think it was during World War II. So, like, people could grow their own food. Yeah. Which I always grow tomatoes and stuff anyway, but I got a head start on it this year.
It is really warm. We've got the air conditioners on because, good Lord, it's warm.
It is very warm.
And that's supposed to stop it, right?
What?
The thing.
What?
Cold air?
Cold air?
Warm.
Oh, warm is supposed to stop it.
Well, that's what they think, but they think there'll be a second spike like there was with the Spanish flu.
Yes, there were three big spikes with the Spanish flu, so we're going to get lulled into a false sense of security, and it's going to be extra terrible.
Now, last week, we did not put timestamps in, and a lot of people were up in arms about that. Jesus, how self-involved do you have to be for some of those posts?
Well,
if you want the timestamps, they're on Patreon and Floatplane.
Well, some people mentioned that. They're like, well, could you do timestamps and then just, like, edit out the word? And I was like, well, I guess we could try that.
It'll cost you a dollar. Come on.
But we're not doing it to try to force you to do that. The reason we're not giving you timestamps is because if certain words are in there, we get demonetized.
We stayed
demonetized last week.
No, last week was fine.
Yeah. So we might do that again. And yes, we could go through and pick out, but every title has the word in it, and you are a child if you demand that. And I don't want you. A lot of people are like, listen, I just can't watch. Okay, fine. We don't want you.
And if the world implodes, believe it or not, we actually could live off of, like, just barely the grocery money, like, as long as we don't have to pay any utilities or mortgages or anything.
It's going to be a lot of ramen.
Oh, no, we're all going to get that check.
Yeah. And the ramen's sold out.
Also, the water sold out. Look at this. Look, Deja Blue. They substituted Deja Blue because we couldn't get Nestle water.
Delicious. I bet the alternate water companies are just killing it right now.
I did experiment with boiling the tap water here. That did not turn out well.
Did you get that residue?
Yeah.
The tap water is just poison.
We got to start getting rain barrels. I didn't buy any yesterday. I got to start.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed with the tap water here.
There's another project for you, Krista. There's another non-essential trip you can make.
Listen, that's the only trip I've made in like 2 weeks.
I've made a lot of progress on the new house, let me tell you.
Well,
have you gotten rid of all the ghosts yet?
The ghosts don't seem really happy with all of the things that are happening.
Because it's crowded.
Yeah, they were like, you know, they were kind of enjoying their break where you guys weren't there very often, and now it's like, well...
No, I mean the afterlife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's all these new arrivals, and they're like, oh, they haven't learned the etiquette yet. They're so annoying. But not much news, not much going on in the government other than the thing, and it's not necessarily technology related, but it seems like the Supreme Court is just making a bunch of decisions all of a sudden.
Well, these are just the rulings where they're like not going to take a case, so presumably they don't have to get together and have lawyers there.
I guess. And you got to think, the thing would go through the Supreme Court like a hot knife through butter, because they're all at risk.
Yeah. Oh, that would be really bad, probably.
Now, this one...
A lot more lawmakers at risk, actually.
I find this pretty disgusting. And I'm sure, Krista, that you feel strongly about this, being an artist. Not necessarily a photographer, but they could use your art, too. This seems like just, one set of elites protecting another set of elites.
Petapixel reports the Supreme Court just decided that states cannot be sued for copyright infringement. This is actually something we covered when it originally appealed to the Supreme Court, like last year, the year before.
I think it was last year.
It was like North Carolina was using this guy's photography on their website without permission. And they were doing it kind of blatantly. And their only defense was, we're the state government. What are you going to do?
And the answer was sue them. And ultimately, nothing, because it doesn't work.
Yeah, the Supreme Court said that states have sovereign immunity because Congress passed a law making it illegal for states to flagrantly abuse copyright. But the Supreme Court said that Congress didn't actually have the power to do that, so they're calling on Congress to explicitly do that.
It's a sad day to be an artist, and knowing that your work can just be picked up like that.
I feel like we can weaponize Larry Ellison. So, like, the fastest route to the jugular to solve this problem for artists is for artists to send letters to Larry Ellison at Oracle and let them know that, hey, this ruling means that the federal government can pirate Oracle database software. This problem will be solved inside of 6 months.
I don't know that we'll have a government in 6 months.
Don't tease me with that, Krista.
It's talk like that interferes with monetization, so hush.
Oh, that's true. I didn't say the word.
Well, that was the only thing that decided not to look at in the Supreme Court. Now, this one I do agree with because it was frivolous.
Yeah. Comcast has won the Supreme Court case over interpretation of civil rights law. This is the one where Comcast and they also sued another one. Spectrum, maybe? No, it wasn't Spectrum. It was Comcast. That's, and starts with another C. But this guy owns a bunch of... I don't know. How would you describe his TV channels?
All black all the time.
Yeah, so...
Like BET kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
I think it goes further than that.
And he said, hey, you considered my stuff, but you didn't include any of it? That is racist.
Although, isn't it one channel?
I thought it was more than one channel.
Oh, okay. But Comcast said, no, it's just trash and we don't want it. We don't want to pay what you're asking for. And he was like, that's racist. But according to the Supreme Court... not racist.
And he actually won the, not the Supreme Court, but the one step before the Supreme Court, they won that. And
it was an appeal.
I guess it was because they had a bunch of communications that was not like, this is garbage information. It was like, this is a garbage person. And so the court system was like, no, we can't say that.
Listen, people of all colors can be garbage.
But then the Supreme Court said, yes, absolutely that.
So.
Not really.
Is it ever good when Comcast wins? I don't know. It's bittersweet.
It's a weird world we're living in now.
I think he should stream those on the internet. In the current climate that we find ourselves in, who knows? He might find his niche.
That's a good question. I wonder how it breaks down in terms of race, the whole, like, who's still watching TV thing.
Oh, yeah. How many people are outside working in their victory gardens?
It's me. I'm in this picture and I don't like it.
What's going to be the bumper crop for the victory garden? The main thrust of it?
We have a ton of potatoes. So we have like two big bins full of potatoes that we're hoping to grow up. And then we've got tomatoes and bell peppers and jalapeno peppers, spinach and raspberries.
Are you just digging up the yard?
No, I literally just have like totes that you use for moving and then I just fill them with dirt. Mm-hmm. Cheap and effective. Drill two holes in them for drainage.
You're going to tweet the results of that?
Yeah, I'll tweet that. I'll put a picture on Twitter.
You're going to start a GoFundMe for your garden?
No, I funded it myself.
Well, of course, you know, we can't get too deep. I tried to put as many stories up front as I could before we got to the thing, but...
that was two.
That's
the number was two.
That's the world we live in now. And we knew this last week, but now we have more pressure from the states, the attorneys general, to for Amazon, and not just Amazon, but everybody, to do something about these prices that we're seeing.
Put a stop to... price gouging. State attorney generals tell Amazon, Facebook, and others. The attorneys general are calling for more action to combat price gouging during the thing that's happening.
Look at that liquid gold.
Yeah. So I think this is... I think Amazon was already on top of this. It was really the third-party sellers selling on Amazon and also eBay. Like that guy in Tennessee, like he just bought up all the stuff. And then Amazon was like, what are you doing? And so Amazon actually shut his merchant account down. And that was, you know, almost a month ago now.
Well, Amazon also, like, a lot of their pricing is automated. So,
oh,
like,
yeah.
You
oh,
know,
everybody
if
needs
a lot
this.
Of demand, it just automatically goes up a little bit. So it's like, is that price gouging? Or
I'm just saying, we had just restocked for the office. So we had, like, a case of these because commercial setting. And we only restocked these, like, once every 6 months. We're doing pretty good.
I got to think that they should be able to crank those out at a very rapid rate. Yeah.
One would think they would be able to do that with life-saving equipment, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
Yeah.
We actually have a couple N95 masks. Not many. Just
oh,
like
you
a,
should not say that. You're
going to
get looted.
I'm thinking, like, should we donate them to the hospital? Because we've only got, like, 10 or 15, but, I mean, they probably need more than we do.
I think you should put them on eBay.
We have.
I don't know if they'll take them though, because I've heard that some places you donate them, and then like the hospital administration is like, "No, you can't use them."
Yeah, we actually have some here at the office too, from like the painting and the drywalling and crap like that. And Stanford had a really fun thing that if you bake them at 170 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 minutes, that disinfects them and they're reusable.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Seems.
Did they test it with the word?
Yes, they did.
Good to know that the labs are still testing with that.
It's not exceedingly dangerous.
I guess you have to. Well, the Space Force, remember the Space Force? And everybody joked. And I was like, hey, it's the Space Force, and they're not even in space. Well, the joke's on you.
The first launch for Space Force lift off from Florida. Now, actually, I don't understand your lead-in, because I read this article and I was like, yeah, Space Force, but this is actually the sixth Space Force communication satellite in orbit, but this is the first Space Force liftoff from Florida.
No.
What?
It just happened to lift off from Florida. All the other satellites went up. Somebody else did it.
Okay, but Space Force is using those other satellites?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so it was just like... So Space Force really is... Just
Space Force had not gone to space.
Yeah.
Prior to this.
But
is now the time? Can't we use those forces other places right now?
Well, listen, these are going to be military and country leadership planning satellites and stuff like that, like defensive stuff. So when the population gets completely out of control and you have to, you know, start purging, you're going to need to manage all of your forces.
Well,
it's important.
At any rate, it made me think this is apparently the last satellite, the sixth satellite in this constellation, which provides communication services to heads of state. And also, it somehow helps with anti-jamming technology. And Canada and Australia and some other countries benefit from that, as well as, you know, America.
Which we should no longer allow. It's every country for itself at this point.
It does sort of look that way, yes.
Hell, it's every state for itself at this point. We're all bidding against each other.
Which is terrible, because our state is not strong.
No.
No.
Yeah, we're in trouble. We can hide in the mountains.
We do have some factories that could maybe retool and make things that are useful.
Mm. Well, China, are they bouncing back? Are they not? Who can tell? It's a big mystery. Everybody's got conspiracy theories. But the boys in the Chinese government are working hard to try and distance themselves, like we're talking about, from the requirement on other people's technology.
Meet China's Linux-based operating system. So this is based on Deepin Linux, but it's not actually Deepin Linux. They've just added a bunch more stuff to it. They are also recruiting 3,500 workers on top of the workers that I guess the state employees or whatever in producing this. It has a Windows-like start menu, but is Linux and has a whole bunch of stuff on it to make it easier to use and works with homegrown Chinese processors.
It really does look like Windows 10 and Mac OS had a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, that is one of the things that the normie Chinese users didn't like. They didn't like the fact that they didn't have a start button and some of the other perks that came with the Mac OS. So, we'll see.
I should review that for the Linux channel.
Good luck getting a copy.
Yeah. I think the Chinese government definitely needs to see everything about our network. India is, I think India is kind of like in the same boat as us, right? It's like really just starting to ramp up.
They're on like a 21-day lockdown, like the whole country.
Yeah, but I've seen a lot of pictures of people just, you know, giving that about as much attention as the people here are doing.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Traffic coming here was ridiculous. Yeah. And I realized I was part of that, but this is my third weekly outing. And one of them was just to get gas for the lawnmower. That doesn't even count.
Krista, how was the trip to Lowe's?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm wearing gloves and like a cotton bandana over my mouth because, you know, whatever. And people are giving me like weird looks. And I didn't even go inside. I just went into the outdoor section, but it was packed. I was surprised. They had a shield for the lady who like checks you out outside. So there was like this big plastic thing between us. And when I pulled up, I was like, how do I do this to make it easy for you? And she's like, you don't touch anything. And then she just scanned everything with like a remote scanner. So she didn't have to touch anything.
Did it have scratch marks and handprints all over it where people had fought
against
it?
Just blood. Just, you know, splattered blood.
Oh, this is not good for the future of humanity.
It was weird. People, though, like, people, they brought, like, all of their children out, which I found strange.
They should just be executed on the spot right there.
But, I mean, like, I wouldn't think anything of it in normal times, but it's like, okay, we know that people are getting sick, and you're bringing your whole family to Lowe's right now? Why? Just to get, like, flowers?
I was at Meijer, and I saw a couple, and the man was wearing a mask, and the woman wasn't. And I thought, okay, so it could be that that guy is just, like, high risk, right? Like, maybe he has a lung or heart condition, or, you know, he's one of those people. But the other explanation might be, like, I don't know, I got a little bit of a cough today. I'm going to wear a mask to Meijer. You know, like that. I could totally see that thought process going on.
I mean, I would prefer, you know, like, I'd prefer everyone to be wearing masks. What's strange to me is, like, why send two people if one will work? It's just, why? Like, yes. Why expose more people?
Yes.
Well, in India, you know, they, we know India has a little bit of a problem with overreacting to things. Like, when they get on WhatsApp and accuse someone of witchcraft and then they burn them, you know, that kind of thing goes
on. We reported on that a couple of times.
So, they're trying to be extra careful with their social media awareness.
India has launched a WhatsApp chatbot to create awareness about the thing and asks social media services to curb the spread of misinformation. So, a WhatsApp chatbot. Yeah, it's like, hey, chatbot, is this real? No, that's not real. Okay, sounds good.
I mean, Microsoft had that last week. I wonder if all the chatbots are unique or are they sharing?
Can we really trust Tay to tell us if things are real or not?
At this point, why not? This headline drives me crazy because they, you know...
They abbreviated Singapore?
Spore. And in the friendly URL, it's Spore. Oh, that's infuriating. So Singapore, we talked about certain governments were doing like the whole, you know, like spying on you thing. And Singapore was like, hey, we did it and it's really good. But they took a positive step, I guess you could say, in the whole spying on the people thing.
Singapore government to make its contact tracing app freely available to developers worldwide. So you install this app on your phone and it logs your location constantly. And it also logs the Bluetooth MAC addresses of all of the other devices that are floating around you. And so if somebody installs this app on their device at some point in the future, you can trace all of the people that you've had contact with. So if you get a very, very bad diagnosis, you will be able to, you know, just pull all that up and have a button, I guess, that you hit to notify everybody that is also using this app and has the MAC address in the database.
I don't think it works like that. I don't think you have any control over it. It goes back to a command and control.
Oh, then they notify
them. So the government. So that's what they're selling it as. But it's open source. So you can see it and see exactly
what's going on. They're only just logging everything.
But here's the scary part. What happens when somebody just puts that in malware?
Yeah. We have another story that's similar technology later. But one of those companies that does the ad analytics, which is what I thought of when I was reading this, they did a spider graph. And so they were like, okay, you know the beaches in Florida that didn't close? Let's take our analytics data from all of the phones that we saw on the beach on this particular day. So they selected a day early in March, and they just zoomed in on the satellite image, and there were all these little points of light. And then they just drew a box around it, and they said, okay, let's see where these points of light go over the next 2 weeks till now. Oh, and they just hit a button, and it's just all those little points of light just whoosh, everywhere, all over the eastern seaboard. And it was just like, oh no, this is do we have this data set? And two, oh no.
Is I like just how friendly like this there? All looks. Like they've got the little smiling phones, and like, you know, hey, we're not tracing you through a pandemic. It's fine.
Is the dog just passed out behind you?
She is, yeah. She's just laying there. She was chewing her blanket, and then she just laid down.
It's a tough life. She lives a tough life.
Now, this is a little tin foil, but suppose that there was an unsavory element that had access to this kind of technology. And suppose there was, like, you know, the Kennedy assassination, that thing. It's like, okay, we need to run a query for somebody that could plausibly have been in all of these. It's like, oh, we've got a few matches. Let's run through and see who these people are. Ah, this one. We could probably, you know, it'd be so easy to set somebody up for a thing and then just be like, hey.
Are you insinuating that the storyline for this Kennedy assassination is not correct?
Weren't they supposed to declassify a bunch of stuff about that and then it was reclassified?
It's a vintage conspiracy theory, but it checks out.
I like Stephen King, his take on that? It's like there's a time traveling diner. I forgot about that.
Yeah, like, not hip to that one.
No, I don't know that one.
So Venezuela, they've had kind of a rough decade.
Yeah, it's getting worse, I'm sure.
Some bad things, yeah. I don't know how the thing is affecting them. Do we have numbers from there?
I don't
probably
know.
Somewhere. Hang on, I'll Google it.
Oh. Well, I don't know how the news is there. We'll get that in a moment. But they do have some bad news.
Their flagship communication satellite in Venezuela is out of service and tumbling. So this was Venezuela's communication satellite. Yeah, it's down. And it's probably going to crash into the ocean.
They describe it as suddenly veering off of its orbit and then rotating there for a while and then suddenly veering back into the other direction. They didn't know to steer into the skid. And so the thinking is they tried to correct whatever went horribly wrong and made it even more horribly wrong. And if it goes just a little bit further, it will be out of communication range for them. So then they'd have to get other governments to let them use their control centers to even try to save it. It doesn't look good.
It's probably down forever.
The top result about Venezuela and the thing says that he thinks that it was released to hurt China.
Well, let's ignore it.
So that's positive.
Well, let's ignore how many cases is the question.
You know, I didn't see that mentioned in the article that I read. It just mentioned that he thinks that it was released to make China look bad.
I'm pretty sure the Mayans warned us about this, but that's fine.
I mean, it could totally be true that it was released to make China look bad, but I don't know. Are the people in charge willing? I mean, there was that time that they were willing to just nuke everything rather than lose. So,
Also, Nuke the Moon is a show of power. That was a thing.
So
Venezuela has been in lockdown since March 16th, according to this article. But it doesn't mention cases.
That's probably wise.
28 cases? No. I think there's more than that.
They might not be reporting it.
Yeah, I can't find the number. Yeah.
Might not have a lot of access to test kits. Although that's true of us as well.
Yeah. We can't really crap on anyone else for that because we're not testing as much as we should be either.
Exponential runaway.
And we also can't crap on anyone else because that would spread it.
That's true.
Moving on to security. It seems like everything is shut down except for essential personnel and hackers. Hackers have not stopped. And they are still uncovering new problems and exploiting them.
Unpatched iOS bug blocks VPNs from encrypting all traffic. So iOS 13.3.1 or later, when the phone boots up, it immediately phones home to Apple, for example, for push notifications. So when you establish a VPN connection, only new connections from the time you establish the VPN connection are actually through the VPN. Any connections that the phone has established prior to the VPN launching will remain open and not using the VPN interface. So those connections don't go through the VPN.
And here's a great attack that would be extra effective, I think, right now, because a lot of businesses are desperately trying to get customers back. I've seen a lot of like 2-for-1 deals and extreme percentage off. It's like, please, yeah. God, we're going out of business. Do something. And if you get a letter like that with a gift card and a USB drive, be suspicious.
Yeah. Rare bad USB attack delivered or detected in the wild against a U.S. hospitality provider. So they mailed him a USB stick and a Best Buy gift card. And it's a real Best Buy gift card. And it just says, hey, thanks, whatever. Oh, the USB stick also contains some extra stuff that you could buy with the gift card. Just plug it in. But the USB stick pretends to be a keyboard and runs a PowerShell command and does a whole bunch of other stuff.
How much is on the gift card?
Like $50.
Worth.
It's an expensive attack, yeah.
Yeah.
But probably they're going to make that back if they get, you know, full access to your machine, which is exactly what they would get. This is as bad as it can get. This is one step below just letting them be sitting in the corner of your room with a keyboard plugged in.
Well, this kind of thing, you know, you're really also taking advantage of like the hubris of the CEO or the executive. Like you mail this to the HR director and it's like, you know, dear HR director, you're in our database. It's like an amazing HR director. Here, have a gift card. It's like, oh, I am an amazing HR director. And also, you know, here's a USB stick that has a lot more special stuff just for you because you're awesome. And it's like, fine, thank you. I am awesome. No, you're an idiot.
So if you get the gift card, just remember, only spend the gift card. Don't plug in the USB.
Don't trust any USB anything.
Or format the USB on another, a lockdown machine and keep that as well.
You also can't trust mice. Like, here's your, you know, amazing mouse that you should try. No.
Squirrel's also devious.
A USB squirrel? What about a USB tux?
That's not USB. Don't get
it's not USB.
Don't false
advertise. It's just squeezy.
Store.level1text.com. I don't know. I haven't checked the numbers on the store. I imagine we might not be getting as many sales right now, which is completely reasonable considering what's going on.
KVM sales are through the roof. Beyond that,
really?
No.
People just hoarding their money, destroying small business. That's what they're doing.
A lot of people buying KVMs to work from home, which is actually a really good strategy. Like, they'll have their home computer and their work computer, but they don't want 17 sets of monitors. At least that's the support emails that I've been getting.
Well, Microsoft has uncovered a new problem, and a lot of people using Microsoft in remote desktop right now. So wouldn't that be bad if something terrible happened there?
Oh no! Something terrible foreshadowing. Microsoft says hackers are attacking Windows with a new unpatched bug. It's in the fonts. So if you're looking at an email and it uses the built-in preview system or Microsoft Word, it can completely take over the machine. It's unpatched. It's remote code execution. Very, very... This is like the worst type of vulnerability ever because you don't have to do anything. If you just look at the wrong message, the preview thing can use the font vector and it's just... It's all over.
I wonder if there's a lot more people sending Word documents to each other these days.
Definitely.
So many things that I would have had to have a meeting about previously are now just put into email and it's glorious.
There's a knowledge base article there that has some steps you can take to mitigate it, but you're going to have to wait for Patch Tuesday for the full patch.
How much of the patch team do you think is on site working right now?
I think probably they're all working remotely, and that's why it's just been a cluster.
Well, we all know empirically that it seems like planned obsolescence is just the way the world works now. It seems like your devices just choose a date, and it's usually right outside that warranty range, and they kill themselves. And, you know, we've had a lot of research, and people are like, no, iPhones aren't doing that at all. You're crazy. But I don't know. It really feels like there's something there. But in this case, there's definitely something there. Yeah.
HP Enterprise says that a firmware bug will brick some SSDs starting in October this year. HPE releases a firmware patch to prevent some SSDs from failing after reaching 40,000 hours of operation. I myself am going to have to update about 500 of these that are in service. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And HP does not make it easy. Like, if you don't have an active service agreement, they're not making it easy to download that firmware. Engagement challenge. Is there a firmware that you can download if you don't have the licensed service thing for the thing? Because they're usually really, really problematic about that. This is a terrible mistake. There's a counter that counts the number of hours it's been on. They didn't use a large enough data type for the number of hours that it's been on. So if it rolls over, the device will brick and you will lose the information. A firmware update after that point will not help you.
And unrecoverable.
Yeah.
You can't even data recovery that. Yeah. So a lot of people who are not aware of this are going to sue HPE.
Yes.
Hopefully win, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. And that's not the first time this has happened.
Well, like I said, the hackers, you know, they never sleep. And they just have more time at home to be doing what they're doing. And their latest target was Team Red.
A hacker stole leaked the Xbox Series X graphics source code. Thief also took code from AMD's upcoming computer GPUs. So AMD's issued a statement on this. They said that it's not really everything and it's not really critical IP. The hacker had ransomed it. They wanted $100 million for the information.
Wow. That's like the Dr. Evil thing. It's like, bro, ask for two. Maybe 500,000. You have to have a realistic number here.
The hacker was probably 12.
AMD doesn't negotiate with terrorists.
Well, they didn't. And, it was posted on GitHub, which, you know, is controlled by Microsoft. So that was also not super smart because Microsoft's like, nope, we're just going to turn that off.
Oh, side note. I don't know if you guys have the same, like, sidebar ads as I do, but this says the 2020 Detroit Auto Show canceled as venue becomes a field hospital. That's a good sign.
We don't have any sidebar ads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Chris is such a normie. And the breach of the week comes from, is it Weibo or Weibo?
I think it's Weibo.
I think it's Weibo, yeah.
And they had a pretty significant one. No credit card data, but phone numbers, which is not great.
A hacker selling data of 538 million Weibo users. The data for 538 million Weibo users, including 172 million phone numbers, has been put up for sale on the dark web. Was this the one where it's only $250?
Yeah, because it doesn't have any
passwords or anything.
Passwords or credit card information or anything like that.
Wow.
Now, Weibo says this was not necessarily a hack. This was someone hitting an API with known information and checking for phone numbers. But it's in SQL format. And I'm like, wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And there's only 172 million phone numbers. So I think they did hack, use that to hit the API, and get as many phone numbers as they could.
Probably.
Either way, it's bad news. And the World Health Organization, now you can make the argument that the World Health Organization has not done a very great job so far. Maybe took this a little too lightly. Maybe kowtowed to the governments just a little too much. But maybe, I don't know, where would we be without them? That's a question you can ask. Yeah. And some people definitely do not respect them. The aforementioned hackers.
Exclusive. Elite hackers target the World Health Organization as that thing, cyber attacks, spike. So they're trying to break into the World Health Organization. The article doesn't speculate as to why, but that was the only thing that I could think of, because what are you going to, or is it because you want to know the real numbers of the outbreak? Like, they will have that? I mean, I don't know. I don't know why.
Get on their website, change all the information just to freak people out?
Maybe if you're like full on conspiracy theory, you think they've got the cure.
Or maybe they've got just real numbers. Like, what's the media saying versus like what's actually happening? I don't know.
Or it could be as simple as, I want to promote my hacker group, get my name out there. What website is getting hit more than any in the world right now?
One of the interviewer, like, there's a side story of this too from this thing, and the side story for that is one of the WHO people was being interviewed by a Taiwanese reporter, and they were like, how's Taiwan doing, blah blah blah, and he was like, what? I didn't hear the question. And she's like, you know, Taiwan. And then he just hung up the phone. And then she called back.
They don't recognize it.
And it was like, let's talk about Taiwan. And he's like, we've already talked about China. Let's move on. And it's like, oh, that's...
Awkward.
It's no wonder, you know, come on.
Well, that's the big complaint a lot of people have, is like, you're more afraid of the Chinese government than you are of the thing.
That would seem to be evidence to that, yes.
Yeah, so, who knows? Maybe a hack would be good for the world. Maybe we could see the truth.
I don't think they have the truth. I think it's just going to be crap.
The WHO website is garbage if you're trying to navigate it and find information. I didn't think I'd ever say this, but the CDC website is better. A U.S. government website is better than any other website on the internet.
What do you think their annual website budget is?
Oh, it's probably six figures easy.
Like, it looks nice, but, like, the search is terrible. I was trying to find information about pets and the thing. And I know I had read something on their website about it the other day, because they're not supposed to spread. And I was like, well, I wonder if there's been any updates about that. And you can't find it. Frustrating. Search is terrible.
It's hilarious seeing that dog back there just passed out. Yeah, I don't know why. I can't stop looking.
She's tired. She's got a rough life.
She had a walk yesterday.
Well, Apple... Safari, it is my most hated browser by a long shot.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I wish it were dead. But we do have to give them some credit for, you know, going further on the security thing. Although, they were not the first to announce this. Although, has Firefox done this yet?
They have.
Okay. So they're not even the first to do it. They're just getting in line.
Apple blocked third-party cookies in Safari. Safari becomes the second browser after the Tor browser to block third-party cookies by default for all users. Now, Apple, you know, when asked for comment about this, they were like, look, we were already doing this. We were just doing it for bad actors that were doing third-party cookies. So they're talking about advertisers and analytics companies. Now they're just making it universal. Even if you were not using third-party cookies in a malicious way, it's no longer allowed at all.
Bad news for marketing.
Yeah, I hope you've got your transition plan, if you're, you know, an agency that's working on those kinds of things. Hope you've transitioned to other technologies that are not as hard hit as these browser changes, because even though Chrome is running a little behind the curve with these changes, they will make the same changes.
Well, Google already announced
that they were going to, yes.
Yeah, so I think Apple saw that, and they were like, let's just do it before then.
Google really is slow walking that, too, which is funny.
Well, it's almost like they've got a vested interest in that.
Yeah.
And finally, Android security. Let's talk about that, because we talked about, with browser security, was it last week or the week before, the fingerprint. Because the browser, if you let it have cookies, that's one of the big risks. That's why they're doing this, because these advertising agencies can use all these various little things that it knows about your browser to fingerprint you, because only you have this certain set of settings. Well, think about this. How many other people have exactly the same number of apps? The same mix of apps that you have on your
phone. And versions. Android lets advertisers get a list of all your apps, and this API feature is broadly used. So this is installed application methods, IAMs. Basically, when you install an application, the methods, the function names that your application uses are available to all of the other applications. And originally, Google did this to make it possible for application developers to do really rich interactions of programs. So like if you have a helper application that, say, makes something easier in Skype, even though Microsoft has nothing to do with your software company or you're an indie developer, you can override or hook into or use some of the methods available in Skype without actually having full control of the program. The problem is that if you just query all of the installed applications and their versions, that is almost a user-specific fingerprint. Like, I'm probably the only person that has an Android phone that's basically stock, except for a handful of applications, including, you know, a very specific version of Pixel Dungeon. So it's as good as, you know, identifying an individual if you have that information. And sure enough, a security researcher looked at it and said, oh, wow, a lot of libraries that a lot of application developers use query this, don't do anything with it, and just log it.
It's also super useful for putting you in a category based on what you've got installed. Because if you got every app under the sun installed, including the malware flashlight, they're like, okay, this is easy prey.
You got Robinhood installed. It's like, oh, we can probably steal money from you.
Yeah, so. And that's all we got for this section of the news. Tomorrow will be all business once again.
Well, we really tried too hard to ramble. We made it 38 minutes. That is an that is chocolate chip cookies level of reward time.
Have you been to the cookie place?
I saw they had a sandwich board out.
Yeah.
I was like, please, please to come and buy the overpriced cookies.
Literally, I haven't had any takeout since, well, no, that's not true. I had some takeout, but the last time I had the Indian thing, it was like, they were like, here, have all this extra food. Thank you so much. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you for taking out.
When I went to the store, I was like, well, I'm out. I might as well, you know, treat myself with a little takeout. And I called the Chinese place and they never picked up. I think they're just like,
no, they're just shut down. Done, oh, yeah. The one that we normally go to for lunch? Yeah, no, they just shut down.
Not that one. Oh. The parents of that one.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they both did. But the offspring of that one, it's just there's a sign on the door, and they're just like, no, we're not. We're done.
Wow. That's such a bummer, because I've been craving sushi. And I'm like, there's probably nothing more dangerous to eat right now than sushi, but man, I want some so bad.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. I mean, the only places that are left that could give you sushi... You definitely don't want sushi.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen, Kroger sushi's.
That's the one where I almost had to have the emergency.
But you're allergic to that shit.
Yeah, Wendell's allergic to shellfish.
It was mislabeled. Yeah, it's fine.
All right,
we'll see you tomorrow,
Krista.